gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera que la secretaría, por favor, me dé una ampliación de la razón de la evaluación selectiva en el punto 5.3, cuando dice evaluar la eficacia de las reuniones de los comités del CODES que se celebran en países en desarrollo. Si es solamente a la experiencia relativa al patrocinio conjunto, o es que se ha identificado debilidades en la organización de reuniones que, como en el caso de México, para citar un ejemplo nomás, viene tradicionalmente albergando al Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas. Quiero saber si exclusivamente se relaciona con la experiencia relativa al patrocinio conjunto, porque también podríamos evaluar la eficacia de las reuniones que se han realizado en países en desarrollo. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. Colombia, Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, merci. Nous voulons également prendre note de l'évolution des activités jusqu'à maintenant et souhaitons que le secrétariat puisse avoir un regardant sur tout ce qui se passe dans le cadre du plan stratégique. Permettez-moi de revenir sur l'activité 5.3. Le comité exécutif, dans son rapport, a semblé mettre un accent particulier sur les données relatives à la participation, la présence effective des membres aux réunions qui se tiennent dans les pays en développement. Nous pensons que nous avons certes besoin de ces rapports parce qu'ils doivent servir comme un outil de décision pour d'autres pays qui souhaiteraient héberger également certaines sessions des comités. Et regarder seulement la participation physique ne serait pas suffisant. Nous souhaitons également avoir des éléments précis sur les coûts éventuels, même si c'est de manière grossière, pour que les gouvernements qui sont intéressés puissent également prendre des décisions en connaissance de cause. Parce qu'à ce niveau, ce n'est pas suffisant seulement d'avoir le nombre de personnes qui participent. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, delegation of Cameroon. And then I identified an observer. Will you indicate yourself, please?
Yes, I am speaking on behalf of ICD, which stands for Industrial Council for Development. Under 5.5, I noticed that a questionnaire is being sent to governments for reviewing and discussing at coordinating committees. May I suggest that a similar questionnaire is also sent to the global NGOs who are right now contributing directly to FAO and WHO in their work? I am referring, for instance, to Industrial Council for Development, who is supporting FAO and WHO in training and capacity building.
Thank you.
Yes.
If there are no... I see China, please.
谢谢主席，也是对目标五当中的第三项评估发展中国家试点会议的效果。这个，请能做一个解释，是一个难道发展中国家举办一个会议还要单独进行评估？不理解。我想，我们这个项目的。 这个主要的这个方面，应该在建立在帮助发展中国家在风险分析的培训和能力建设方面。这点目标 2.6 当中，我们中国特别赞成。这是粮农组织和世界卫生组织，包括 CEC， 应该把更多的工作放在提高。 发展中国家的风险分析和评估能力的建设上，我们在讨论标准当中，很多的分歧是建立在，是发生在没有进行系统的 基础工作，所以我想呢，应该加强我们的基础工作，而不在于就一次会议、两次会议的结果进行评估。如果要评估的话，应该把我们包括在发展中国家举行的会议的效果或者会议的情况都进行评估。谢谢。
Thank you, delegation of China. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of Kenya, our concern is on the enhancement of participation of non-government organizations and at international and regional and national meetings. And I'm just wondering what kind of participation you expect at the national level for the non-governmental organizations, bearing in mind that most of the time the non-government organizations that we have in developing countries are from developed countries and not from the developing countries themselves. And sometimes their agenda is very different from the agenda of the country. And with the problems that we may have in the developing countries, participation of some of the non-governmental organizations would just create chaos and some problems. And so we are not particularly interested in this enhancement of participation of non-governmental organizations, especially when they are from already the developed countries. And we think that they should just participate here, and whatever their concerns are can then be passed down if necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Kenya. If I see no further flags, then maybe I can ask the Cody Secretary to briefly comment on basically the two issues raised under this goal. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will first take the question raised from one observer on activity 5.5. The first step in this activity is the sending of a questionnaire to cover this point. And actually, circular letter, the questionnaire in question, has already left the Codex Secretariat for two regional committees. One is for North America and Southwest Pacific, and the other one is for the Coordinating Committee for Europe. So questionnaire was already sent through Codex email lists to all Codex members and observers. So if any observers have not received the questionnaire yet, probably something is wrong with your email address. So in order not to miss this opportunity to comment on it, please check your email address. Mr. Chairman, with regard to 5.3, yes, the title of this activity is very short, and it is actually open to interpretation. But we have to note that there is a big, big change that has happened in terms of the geographic distribution of Codex subsidy bodies since the time when this strategic plan was started to develop and by the time of the adoption. When we started to draft this strategic plan, there was only a couple of developing countries that were the host of the Codex sessions, but now a greater number of developing countries are serving and contributing to the Codex work. This being said, Mr. Chairman, I presume that the Secretariat presumes that the intent of the activity 5.3 is to evaluate the effectiveness of choosing a venue outside the chairing country, and especially move the meeting venues to developing countries. And that was one of the recommendations of the Codex Evaluation in 2002, and the objective is to how this practice and our experience over the past years in that direction and our effort has brought what effect. Of course, there will be quantifiable effect in terms of the participation record whether we have had more participation or less participation, or we have had participation from within the same region, etc. This numerical analysis can be done. But I think that it is equally important to get qualitative information, such as whether the country that offered a venue for a Codex meeting has got experience or more knowledge, or has it served to promote the profile of the Codex activities within the country, within the region. So this is a reason why we are now preparing the questionnaire that would go not only to those host governments that have kindly tried this exercise and moved the committees they are hosting to developing countries, but also the questionnaire will go to those countries who have offered a venue to those committees and participated in the organization of the meeting and even the co-chairing of the meeting. Therefore, the focus of Activity 5.3 would be those instances where the chairing countries have moved the meeting outside the country and would not a priori look at those instances where a developing country acting as a chairing country of a Codex meeting to hold the meeting in on their territories. That would not be, in our understanding, the intent of this activity. Thank you.
What about the statements on Kenya?
Mr. Chairman, the point raised by Kenya is a very important point, and it may need to be looked at, but basically the Codex is an intergovernmental undertaking. So the principle of the Codex that the member countries participate in the decision-making of the Codex process, this should not be compromised by any openness towards the civil society. But this being said, that the Codex work can be strengthened by the support and by the fuller understanding of what we are doing by the civil society, including NGOs, which may represent consumers or academic persons, academia, or even the industry. So the matter is a bit difficult and also delicate to handle at the level of the Commission. But the intervention from Kenya, I believe, has given us a chance to reflect on the question at the level of countries. And if possible, we could make a very useful discussion on this point in the forthcoming sessions of the coordinating committees. That would be our suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for this clarification on the several items, issues raised by those who speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to conclude the deliberations on this goal five. And taking note of the explanations, and hopefully it clarifies particularly the intent of our activity under 5.3, that then we could take note of the progress made on the several items, and to the extent the Executive Committee has made recommendations to the Codex and Task Commission. You will see it in the paragraphs 137, 38, 39, and 141, that we endorse these recommendations or concur with the observations of the Executive Committee. Thank you very much. This will conclude our discussion on the Strategic Planning 2008-2013. And then, ladies and gentlemen, please give me a minute to reorganize my paperwork here at the head table. Well, ladies and gentlemen, then we should move on with agenda item 11. So happy that we can turn the page of our agenda, while we're still behind schedule. We are now heading towards the policy and general matters, and under agenda item 11, we have two items for your consideration. It is basically under the general heading, the implementation of the joint FAO-WHO evaluation of the Codex Alimentarius and other FAO and WHO work on food standards. The parent organizations initiated this independent evaluation in 2002. And since 2002, we have been working on the implementation of several recommendations regarding Codex. And under agenda item 11A, which is our working document, ALI norm 08/31/9C, part 1, with an overview of the implementation status. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not open the discussion on this particular agenda item. It is almost exactly the same document we had before us last year. Thank you. And I would like to draw your attention to the report of the last year's session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, paragraphs 139 up to and including 143. And basically the message was, yes, after 5-6 years, the implementation of all the recommendations relative to the work of Codex has been implemented, thanks to the good work of many, including France as the host country of the Codex Committee on General Principles. Yes, we have also identified a few items where still work is to be done or where relevant work is not necessary to carry on. And the most important part is indeed the work on consensus. Earlier this week, on Monday, when we opened the session and we discussed other business, my recollection is that there were questions, but also clarification on the way we will proceed with the determination of consensus. That certainly will be on the agenda of the upcoming meeting of the General Principles. And the Codex Secretary has undertaken a questionnaire to pave the road to a useful discussion on consensus in the upcoming meeting. So that is the situation regarding the implementation. I will not open it, give it to the floor. I refer to what we have discussed last year. That can be reiterated, and generally the implementation of all the relevant recommendations has been concluded thanks to the good work of many of us. And it is also my understanding that this document will not reappear anymore on our agenda of forthcoming sessions of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, then, and I take it that is acceptable, also for sake of time, then we quickly on to a more complicated issue, which is indeed in under agenda 11B. There is one very important recommendation left, and that is the review of Codex Committee structure and mandates of Codex Committee and task forces. Already for several years, this is on our agenda, and the document is indeed ALI norm 08/31/9C, part 2, and I guess that it is appropriate at this point in time to ask the Secretary to briefly introduce this document to the audience, and that we then go through it. But before I give him the floor, we should also make clear that when under agenda item 2, earlier this week on Monday, Dr. Mosha, presenting the reports of the previous sessions of the Executive Committee to the Commission, that there was a question regarding paragraph 21 in the report of the session of last week, being the conclusion of a discussion on a proposal of the establishment of a duration for the terms for hosting CODIS committees. At that time, there was a question from Brazil, if I'm correctly informed, and it had been agreed that that would be first discussed under item 11B. So my proposal, ladies and gentlemen, is that we first deal with agenda 11B according to the working documents in front of us, and once we have finalized the discussion on those issues, we come back to this referral from agenda item 2. Mr. Secretary, will you be so kind to introduce the documents to the audience?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are now in the middle of exercises to follow up on 11 proposals that were presented to the 29th session of the Commission, and the Commission has already taken a decision or recommendations on proposals 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 among the 11 proposals, and the Commission's conclusion is found in the report of the last session of the Commission. Therefore, it is pending the proposal still waiting the Commission's conclusion, proposals 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, and 11. I will quickly guide the Commission through those documents, but in a slightly different order. Let me start with Proposal 9, which is the relations between committees. The original proposal was for the Commission to keep under review the relations between committees, namely relations between commodity committees and general subject committees. And the Commission could encourage the Committee on General Principles and Committee on Additives and Contaminants and other committees, if required, to continue discussion on relations between committees, including endorsement procedures, and review and report their recommendations to the Commission. Mr. Chairman, since this original proposal was made, a number of actions have been already taken, and especially the working relationship between the general subject committees and commodity committees have clarified through the adoption of the amendments to the relevant sections of the procedure manual earlier this week under item 3. Therefore, we may not need to follow up on any further on the work of on the clarification of the relations between Food Additives and Contaminants Committee and Commodity Committees, but simply endorse the first part of the proposal, which is to say that the Commission keep under review the relations between committees, namely relations between committees, and that would provide a sufficiently enabling mandate for the Commission to keep an eye on the efficient working relations between committees. Possibly I can stop at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Indeed, yes, maybe better to do it proposal by proposal. And I appreciated that you started with Proposal 9, because indeed, as you explained, things have happened in the meantime, and has been the relevant documents has been endorsed earlier this week. So yes, the only recommendation left under Proposal 9 is indeed for your endorsement, that the Commission may wish to keep under review the relations between committees, namely relations between commodity committees and general subject committees, and I take it that we can endorse that recommendation, which is the case. And I think it is appropriate, Mr. Secretary, that in the report there is a clarification why indeed, to a certain extent, this proposal has been overhauled.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now I would like to guide the Commission back to proposals 5 and 5. And this point was discussed by the second last session of the Executive Committee, and the Executive Committee came up with a recommendation on what action the Commission can take at this moment. In document Arinom 08/31/3, the report of the 60th session of the Commission, the Executive Committee, the Executive Committee noted the comments submitted were in support of Proposal 5 and agreed to recommend that the Commission at its 31st session should endorse this proposal, reproduced as follows. That is to say, the Commission should consider, on a case-by-case basis, the advantages and disadvantages of using an ad hoc task force or a commodity committee in developing or revising commodity standards while giving priority to the establishment of a task force rather than a committee when the establishment of a new subsidiary body is required. Mr. Chairman, this is rather the reconfirmation of the policy of the Commission, and of course this is in line with the earlier decision of the Commission to introduce the scheme for ad hoc intergovernmental task forces that are limited in time for its existence and tailor-made to carry out specific assignment. So the Commission is invited to endorse this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, as indicated in the paragraph 16 of the session of the Executive Committee in December, there is a slightly redrafted proposal for your endorsement. And I would propose that we endorse this proposal as written in the report of the Executive Committee of December last year. Thank you very much. This proposal has been endorsed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Proposal 6 speaks to the consideration of merging or dissolving existing committees. When the existing Executive Committee discussed this matter last December, the Executive Committee, after a round of discussion, decided to request the Secretariat to prepare a more detailed discussion paper on this matter, containing examples of merging committees, taking into account current as well as possible work plans of the commodity committees in the future. The discussion paper would be sent to the host countries of the subsidiary bodies concerned for comments and be discussed together with the comments received by the committee at its next session. Mr. Chairman, this Secretariat discussion paper is actually attached as annex to part 2 of document Arinom 0730/9C, and the comments received from the current chairing countries, not all of them, but several of them, are found in addendum 1 to this document. Mr. Chairman, this matter involves various dimensions, including logistic arrangements, etc. And also, we need to look into the future focus of work of the Commission. Unfortunately, these comments, together with the original proposals could not be looked at by the executive committee last week because of time constraint. And in our view, the commission's discussion will be greatly guided if the executive committee first look at these issues and comments, and then commission can evaluate the situation in view of the preliminary discussion at the executive committee. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, and also some comments from member countries are found in LIM document 7, 9, and 13. Mr. Chairman, therefore, the proposal the Secretariat wishes to put forward to the committee through you would be not to open discussion on proposal 6, but defer the discussion until the executive committee would have had a chance to study the comments submitted by the host governments, as well as those written comments submitted to this commission, and then the commission could come back at a later date. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for introducing Proposal 6 to the commission, and indeed also the document elaborated by the Secretariat with a number of proposals for merging committees. You have also seen the comments we have received in the written comments from several member states and observer organizations. And the first analysis is that there is very little sympathy. There's not broad support for these proposals. And as indicated by the Codex Secretary, this is an important issue. And I would propose, as proposed by the Secretary, not to open the discussion here, but to refer the matter in its entirety, Proposal 6, back to the Executive Committee, so that next year the Executive Committee can have an in-depth discussion and review of the proposals made, also then have an opportunity to listen to the concerns expressed by several members, and then see how to move forward and come then back to the Commission, hopefully with a set of recommendations or with alternative proposals. So also, for sake of time, I would follow the proposal made by the Secretary to take note of it, refer the matter to the next session of the CCXEC, and not to open the discussion here. And I hope that you can concur with that proposal. Thank you very much. Mr. Secretary, the next proposal, please.
Next proposal is proposal number 7. It speaks to a tentative timetable for the next comprehensive review of the Codex Committee structure and the mandates of task forces. Well, Proposal 7 was sort of conditional to the fact that the all other proposals have been fully studied and examined, and necessary actions taken, rather by the last session of the Commission. Therefore, the Proposal 7, which was discussed by the second last session of the Executive Committee, referred to the time frame of after 2011, and the next review would take place after that date. However, we just decided that we postpone the discussion Proposal 6 already to 2009, so there is a good chance that the matter is still hot in 2011. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the Commission could at this stage note that the next comprehensive review should be conducted in appropriate time, but without indicating a specific time frame. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Yes, indeed, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, yes, I would propose for your endorsement, indeed, this proposal, as is written in paragraph 23 of the executive committee of last year without mentioning a name in line in the light of what might happen under Proposal 6. I see the flag of Brazil, please.
Yes, Chairman, thank you very much. It was the Brazilian position was in favor of approving Proposal 7. But nevertheless, we understand your ruling. But we would like to, we think that this is the opportunity to even approach the issue from another perspective. Allow me then to share some thoughts and concerns regarding the Codex Alimentarius structure. As a standard-setting body, the Codex is an instrument whereby countries, particularly developing ones, can have access to international markets as long as safety standards are defined with clarity, fairness, in a democratic and participatory environment with the required efficiency. Greater, more coherent, and continuous participation of member states in Codex meetings should and must be ensured in order to render this standard-setting body and its decision-making process more efficient, democratic, transparent, and legitimate. Codex today presents a complex structure. Alongside with the Codex Alimentarius Commission and the Codex Executive Committee, there are over 20 committees that meet in a variety of locations all over the world, the overwhelming majority of which taking place in developed countries. For all developing countries concerned with protecting their consumers and also committed to diversifying their crops and adding value to their agricultural production, it has become virtually unbearable to follow the work done by the Codex due to such a growing complexity and geographic dispersion of location of its meetings. Budgetary constraints and lack of human resources forbid developing countries to attend a meaningful number of Codex events and have an effective participation. Consequently, developing countries cannot take part of all moments of the decision-making process, creating a large disparity between the level of involvement of rich and poor nations in the standard-setting exercise, predicament that undermines the healthy balance between countries and regions. Brazil proposes to open a broad discussion so that the membership can definitely start working to revert this imbalanced situation in which the majority of member states does not have an effective participation in the proceedings of the Codex Alimentarius. We are aiming for a more democratic and transparent Codex, thus allowing to reduce the deficit of developing countries' participation, rendering the entire process more legitimate. Brazil appreciates the efforts undertaken by the Codex with a view to overcoming that situation. For instance, the FAO WHO Trust Fund for enhanced participation in Codex. We also favor the continuation and expansion of building technical capacity activities. Nonetheless, we support an effective, not selective, participation of developing countries. We suggest to add, our initial suggestion was to add to the Proposal 7, which is now being postponed. So we suggest to incorporate in the decisions of this commission wording that would request the Secretariat to prepare a study on the participation of developing countries in all, and I must stress, all meetings of the Codex Alimentarius structure. Additionally, we propose to request the Secretariat to include in that study the necessary rearrangements to correct the lack of participation of developing countries in Codex Alimentarius' structure of meetings and make, indeed, it a more democratic and participatory way. Such study should be concluded with sufficient time to be discussed during the 32nd Codex Alimentarius Commission, for which we also suggest that a specific item on the participation of developing countries in Codex meetings be included as a separate agenda item. In conclusion, Chairman, it is the belief of my delegation that this situation must be urgently addressed and definitely dealt with. Thank you.
Thank you, delegation of Brazil, for these very interesting and important observations. We were aware on previous occasions that there was indeed in certain parts of the world raising this kind of issues, and you have indeed in a very eloquent way phrased these concerns and come forward as a proposal.
Many flags up.
Let us identify the list of countries that wish to speak.
Costa Rica.
I have on my list Argentina.
Argentina.
Malaysia, Egypt, Nigeria, Sudan, India, China, Chile, Costa Rica, Cameroon, Argentina, Australia, Ghana, and I am about to close the list. Australia,
Chile. Dominican Republic,
Philippines.
And Philippines.
Uruguay.
And Chile.
Uruguay.
Nigeria, we talk.
Uruguay.
Cuba.
Cuba.
Colombia. Colombia.
Colombia.
Costa Rica.
Second, South Africa. We have Vietnam.
Vietnam.
And do we have to?
South Africa.
South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, which?
Syria. El Salvador. Honduras. Syria, did you say?
Syria. Yes, Syria.
Switzerland, did you say Switzerland? No.
Syria. Syria. Mozambique.
Syria. Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Mozambique. Okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
Vietnam. Got it.
Vietnam?
Yes, this is France.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
France?
Yes, and yes, France, I take it, speaking on behalf of the membership. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to check, first of all, with the secretary. We have 15 minutes left before lunch. I give the floor to France.
Correction can be made only if progress.
Are you speaking on behalf of the member states, or are you speaking as the host country of the general principles? France, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le débat soulevé par le Brésil nous paraît fort important. Et il nous semble que, avant de redémarrer peut-être une nouvelle étude, parce que nous imaginons aisément que les moyens du secrétariat ne sont pas extensif comme il nous l'a expliqué, peut-être qu'il serait intéressant de faire une analyse déjà de la première étude qui a été demandée sur les effets de la délocalisation ou de certains comités ou de certaines réunions. En ce qui concerne l'Europe, nous avons contribué à la fois à cette délocalisation et également au transfert d'un certain nombre de comités dans les pays en développement. Une des questions qui déjà a commencé à émerger concernant ces délocalisations, c'est est-ce qu'elles renforcent la participation des pays en développement? Parce que quand elles sont délocalisées, à première vue, quand elles sont délocalisées dans une zone, peut-être, je dis bien peut-être, renforce-t-elle la participation des pays de la région, mais souvent peut gêner la participation des pays en développement d'autres zones. Donc nous avons peut-être aussi à nous interroger sur l'utilisation optimale des ressources qui peuvent être mises en œuvre ou qui sont utilisées à l'occasion de ces déplacements. Donc notre préconisation serait peut-être, plutôt que de recommencer une autre étude ou d'ajouter une étude à une autre étude, de bien finaliser la première et puis à partir de cette première, de faire des constats et d'avancer en ayant des éléments précis. Je soumets cette proposition par votre intermédiaire, à la fois au Brésil et bien sûr au secrétariat qui devra en faire la tâche. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Delegation France. Ladies and gentlemen, I had just a consultation with our secretary. How best to handle it? We have at least 25 members' flags, so that will take at least an hour, if not more. It reflects, by all means, that there is a great interest in what has been said by the delegation of Brazil. My proposal, after consultation with the Secretary, is that, and it is not to do away with it, but to buy time, is to refer the matter to the next session of the Codex Committee on General Principles. The Secretary is most willing to have a first cut of a document. Yes, for that reason, France, I asked whether you were speaking on behalf of the member states of as host country. So let's say the secretary is most willing at least to have a first cut of a document providing, let's say, some first statistical analysis. But that then, also in the understanding that what has been said by Brazil will be carefully reflected in the report of our meeting, and I take it, let's say, I guess this is almost first time this week that we have seen so many flags that many of you share the views and concerns as raised by Brazil. So referring the matter to the general principles, that at least provides somewhat more time than we have in this week to get a first rich discussion of the membership on the concerns expressed by Brazil. In parallel, as we have discussed under our strategic planning, the Codex Secretariat is secretary is undertaking an analysis of the implications of moving the venue of meetings to developing countries as indicated in our strategic plan. So then the outcome of the deliberations also from the Codex Committee on General Principles can be fed into the Executive Committee, and then at the next year's time we should then have a, let's say, full discussion here also at the level of the Commission. So for sake of time, in the light of our present agenda and the issues we have still to discuss, given also the importance of what has been said by Brazil, and we have had a similar discussion, I guess, of feelings that should be recognized as an important issue, the way, as proposed by Dr. Miyagishima, is an opportunity not to postpone the discussion, but find a way to a more elaborate and a rich discussion through the General Principles, Executive Committee, up to the next year's Commission. And I ask for your indulgence, but I hopefully you can accept this proposal and that we do not discuss the issue as raised by Brazil at this time for sake of time constraints. Is this acceptable to the Commission?
Can I make
Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking to the paper that the Brazil suggested that Secretariat prepare for next year. And Brazil mentioned that there should be two components in this paper. The first one being the participation analysis of the developing countries and developing countries in Codex sessions held in recent years. This statistical analysis would be, well, a bit labor intensive, but it can be done by the Secretariat. And if it is a wish of this Commission to instruct the CCGP at this next session to look at the statistics and identify any problems in the participation pattern, then CCGP can do so. However, it seems to me that if the Secretariat is given the mandate to already identify problems and suggest corrective actions to address them, I think it would go beyond the usual mandate given to the Secretariat, and the Secretariat may preempt the discussion and the way the membership perceives the status participation data. And we may, our proposal may not at all correctly address the views of the membership. Therefore, we are reluctant to undertake the second part of the work, but rather wait until the further input from the membership on the first part of the paper, that is the participation analysis. That being said, Mr. Chairman, we would be perfectly comfortable with the timeline you just suggested. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, we are close to our lunch break. What I propose is that I give the floor now to our secretary for a number of housekeeping matters, maybe also in relation to the voting we have in this evening. In the meantime, the Director General of the OIE has been arrived in our meeting, and it has already been discussed with him that irrespective of where we were in our agenda, that we would give him the floor immediately after the lunch. So we will do that. And then we come back to the issue raised by Brazil. So I would like to handle that in that order, so we come back to it. But first of all, I give the floor to the Secretary for a number of housekeeping matters, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, there are some announcements to make. The members of the Coordinating Committee for Africa will meet on Friday. This is an advance notice on Friday in room 15. At 8:30, members of Coordinating Committee for Africa will meet on Friday in room 15, starting at 8:30. Secondly, I'd like to remind the member countries that nomination period for the vice chairperson candidates is still open, and the nomination form should reach this officer by 3 o'clock sharp. Please do not wait until the end of the afternoon session. Please make sure that nomination form reach me by 3:30. Mr. Chairman, there will be a meeting of current, past, and prospective donors to the Codex Trust Fund, which will be convened immediately after this session in room 14, on the second floor of this building. Mr. Chairman, I have another proposal of logistical order. We have with us the representatives of intergovernmental organizations who have come to this meeting to contribute to the discussion of item 13. And some of them are under the stringent time constraints and need to leave the room later this afternoon. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the proposal I'm putting forward to the Commission through you is to anticipate the discussion of item 13 as the first item in the afternoon today. And as soon as item 13 is concluded, we can return to the point we just we are just leaving at this point. This is a suggestion. Thank you. Otherwise, for instance, Director General of OIE, Dr. Vala, needs to leave the room and he cannot make a statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, I would propose that we follow the suggestion as just mentioned by our Secretary. It will not take that much time, and we had not anticipated this intervention made by Brazil and the desire to discuss it at this point in time, and we had already committed ourselves to the representatives of the international organizations. So we adjourn now the session. We have a lunch. We come back here at 2:30. We give the floor to a few representatives of international organizations, and then we come back to the item raised by Brazil. I close the session, adjourn the session, have a nice lunch, and see you at 2:30.